A decade ago, Orlando, Florida, was being praised for its innovative programs for the homeless. No more. As the homeless population has soared, people are wandering downtown streets, sleeping in parks, and generally making life difficult for residents and business owners. The increase has prompted the city to institute new ordinances that are aimed at cleaning up the downtown area. But homeless activists say that they're inhumane and short-sighted. From Orlando, Tanya Ott reports.
Lee's Lakeside Restaurant is a popular downtown eatery where entrees start at $20. It's a favorite with local residents for weddings and birthday celebrations, and now it's also become a popular hangout for the homeless because it borders a park where they camp out. Debbie Szymanski manages Lee's Lakeside, but she says most days her main job is rousting out the homeless.
Cursing out and belligerent with customers is unfortunately a common incident. We've had people call us from across the street afraid to come from the parking garage to our entrance. They're paying a nice dollar for a nice meal, and they don't expect to have to walk through sleeping bags and that type of thing to get in through our front door.
City Hall is taking the complaints from Szymanski and other downtown business people seriously. It recently passed a new ordinance that makes it illegal to sit or lie down in any public place except for a park bench. Violators are subject to arrest. Orlando Mayor Glenda Hood.
I want to make it real clear that this ordinance is not about homelessness. This ordinance is about public safety.
Sitting on sidewalks and curbs is risky, Hood says, no matter who does it.
It's a dangerous situation for senior citizens or perhaps visually impaired individuals if they can't walk along a public right-of-way.
And on a recent Saturday morning, one longtime downtown resident agreed. This man, who declined to give his name, lost his sight 6 years ago.
A few weeks ago, there was several people sitting on the... They had the entire width of the sidewalk blocked. And nobody would move for me to get by. It makes me feel like a non-person. It's a terrible feeling to be treated that way.
But in that way, this man and the homeless would appear to have something in common. They both feel invisible.
I think that Mayor Hood is just trying to sweep it under the rug, and I think it's about time that she tried and pulled up the rug.
Fred Brown is standing just a few yards from the man taking his morning walk. He's gathered in the park with dozens of other homeless people for a weekly free food and clothing distribution.
You want cheese?
I want him to have mine.
Brown says he lost his job as a short order cook shortly after September 11th.
I don't think really she has much of an idea as what's really under the rug.
Brown is one of the many new homeless, according to organizers of this event. No one keeps an exact headcount, but they say there are about 6,000 homeless people in Orlando. Organizers say attendance at this Saturday morning giveaway has nearly doubled in the last year. Despite the surge in homelessness, Maria Foscarini's executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, says street people have dropped off the national radar screen.
Homelessness does not have the same shock value that it used to have.
Adding injury to insult, Foscarini says cities across the country have begun treating the homeless more like criminals than people who need help.
What that means is basically responding to the problem of people who are literally living on the street, living in public spaces, by making it a crime for them to do such things as to sleep in public.
In New York City, police conducted nighttime raids and threatened to arrest anyone caught sleeping at a church that had willingly opened its grounds to the homeless. In Atlanta, a city with no public toilets, according to homeless advocates, people are jailed for urinating in public. And under another new Orlando area policy, property owners who allow homeless people to camp on their grounds face fines of $250 a day. Local homeless advocate Kelly Caruso says Orlando's new crackdown is too harsh.
Well, I'm certainly going to say something. I'm sure I'm going to offend some people when I say it, but I believe it's called lynch mob mentality. Hello, you know, we have people here, not diseases. Let's try to address it as that and try to figure out what is at the core problem here.
The mayor has called for a special working group comprised of policymakers, business people, homeless advocates, and the homeless themselves to search for answers to the problem. In the meantime, the city council is considering another proposal to reduce the weekly free food and clothing handouts in the park to 4 times a year. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Orlando, Florida.